All right, welcome to part two of Exposure Theory. I'm your host, Jonathan Franks. No, I mean Michael Garza. Jonathan Franks is my boy, Riker, the goat. So part two of Exposure Theory. I feel like, you know, luckily I didn't make you wait for part two. I could have been like Star Trek The Next Generation, best of both worlds, and waited an entire 3 or 4 months to do part two.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Not that cruel, but I did become a Borg, so I'm now the speaker of the Borg. So it's a hell of a commitment. Let's see. So okay, part two. What I really wanted to discuss in part two was not only does exposure theory really encourage being exposed to assets, another thing it encourages is exposure to different asset-related strategies. Now, what do you mean? Now, this is where people might think it's getting into grifter territory. Now, if you want to get my full knowledge, make sure that you pay for my $10,000 a month Patreon page. Just kidding. Pay attention, though. This is all free knowledge. I only give away my knowledge for free because it's just the right thing to do. And I think I can actually influence an entire generation of investors in a good way. Remember, another thing I forgot to mention is that diversification is a big deal in exposure theory. Diversify your exposure. Be exposed to as many things as you can. There are so many asset classes out there, and also there's just so many asset-related strategy classes that you could be exposed to that are just wild. And ones that you can outsource through an ETF, by the way. It's crazy. Now, you do have to pay an expense. You do have to pay in the form of an expense ratio. And what that means is that basically whatever money you put down goes towards the fund. So it's not always advantageous to go with every single ETF. You got to scope out your ETFs, make sure they're legit. But so we talked about getting exposed to as many different asset classes. Now we're getting into the weeds. We're getting into exposing yourself to as many different asset-related strategies. I'm repeating myself. I'm sorry. What do I mean by asset-related strategies? Well, let's go covered calls. I'm going to write that down real quick. Covered calls is one. So you can get a covered call ETF. That, like, there's an S&P 500 one. There's and this shouldn't be a lot of your portfolio. I'm just going to tell you that right now. There's not a lot of upside to these except for covered calls at least give you some leverage during a bear market in the sense that you'll get a pretty good dividend payout. I'll just put it that way. And I'm not going to explain what all these do because that would take up too much of the video, but covered call ETFs are good. Leveraged ETFs, like I said in the previous video, do the exact opposite of whatever it's monitoring. So if you have the UVXY, which monitors the S&P 500, it's going to do the exact opposite of whatever the S&P did. So if S&P goes up 2%, well, what does the UVXY do? You guessed it. It goes down 2%. Nice. So leveraged ETFs. And like I said, you don't need to put a lot of money into these. You could buy just one share of these leveraged ETFs. The point is you just want to be exposed to them. Exposed to these ETFs. That's these strategies. And what these ETFs do, these cover call ETFs, these leveraged ETFs, what have you, it's a way for you to outsource the strategy without you having to put down any of the real work to make the strategy happen. That's important. So the whole goal is to just be exposed to as many different things as possible and use these ETFs that exist as a way to outsource incredible strategies that could be utilized in your portfolio. So I believe wholeheartedly in being exposed to as many reputable, good ETFs as you can, leveraged ones, like I said, covered call ones, index ones are my preferred. I believe a passively managed. I don't like actively managed. I really don't. I'm not a fan. But with most ETFs, I go with the passively managed ones. I do have some exposure to actively managed ones, but they don't make up a high part of my portfolio. My goal is just to get it the bare minimum a share. Bare minimum of a share. I expose myself to a lot of bond portfolios. Bond ETFs. Commodity ETFs. I like getting a part of those. Being a part of those. What else? But yeah, no, the whole point is you want to be exposed to as many different strategies, not only asset classes, but you want to be exposed to as many different strategies, even if it means that you have to. And by the way, it's honestly better to pay a slightly higher expense ratio to have them do the heavy lifting of the strategy, which they have pretty much a strategy like on lockdown. So I don't know. I'm not promising that you'll make any money off these, except for you'll just get some steady, well, I won't even say steady, some variable income from it. But don't rely on these ETFs. This is not financial advice, by the way, but always talk to a financial advisor. But in exposure theory, the idea is that you just want to have it in your portfolio. You don't really want to have a whole bunch of it. You want to have just as many different, basically the whole idea of exposure theory is I want as many baskets as I can. I want as many baskets that have different eggs in each of the baskets. And it's interesting. I want goose eggs. I want duck eggs. This is just an example. This just, I'm trying to make it to where it makes more sense visually. So in each of these baskets, I got duck eggs. I got goose eggs. I got all sorts of eggs. I got raptor eggs, you name it. But the whole idea is to get just that natural, beautiful exposure to as many different asset classes as you can. And then on top of it, the other baskets contain exposure to eggs to things that allow you to bet against the eggs. I don't know. But no, and here's the thing. I do, and I hate saying this because I really think crypto's stupid, but I do believe that you should be exposed to crypto in some way. Do not put a lot of money down on crypto because it is a Ponzi scheme. But you should also bet against crypto. that's not advice. I'm JK. But I think personally, it's a good idea to bet against crypto because I like doing it. I love using the Bitty ETF. This is not an endorsement. No way. Not financial advice. Just a boy who loves betting against Bitcoin because Bitcoin sucks. And I think any reputable financial advisor, if they're out there, I would hope that they say Bitcoin's stupid. Let's hope. But yeah, it's fun talking about this because this really is a subject near and dear to my heart. I think it's a good way to protect yourself from the scariness of negative volatility in the markets. Because the thing is, I wanted to come up with a theory that everybody could use. And it's tough because it takes a bit of a learning curve at first. But it's not impossible to learn. It's really simple. The whole idea is buy and hold as many different assets within asset classes. You know, and sometimes you need to see the exposure theory at work. So I'll give you a few examples. If I wanted to be exposed right now to a bunch of stocks and a bunch of bonds, I would get the Vanguard Total Bond ETF and even the Total World Bond ETF. That would be another one. And then I would also expose myself to Vanguard Total World Index. That would give me exposure to not only U.S. stocks, but international stocks as well. So right there with those two ETFs, I just gained exposure to pretty much the entirety of the bond market internationally and domestically. I also gained exposure to the entirety of the stock market in the U.S. and internationally. So the Vanguard Total World Index is my favorite ETF if you want to gain instant exposure to everything, every stock. But I still think that Vanguard Total World Index is just not enough. You need, because it only exposes you to all the stocks. It doesn't expose you to any other asset class but stocks. So we got our asset class of stocks covered by the Vanguard Total World Index. Sweet. We also have our bonds covered by the Vanguard Bond ETFs. I don't remember their names. By the way, it's easy to look up. Just look up Vanguard Bond ETFs. You'll find them. And then, so we just expose ourselves in this example to two different asset classes. Now we're exposed to bonds. We're now exposed to stocks in their entirety. What else can we expose ourselves to? Well, let's look up some gold ETFs. There's some really good gold ETFs. There's even silver ETFs. Hold on. Let me just take a quick gander real quick. First, so we're going to go to part three here in a second where we go over the different ETFs that are available to expose you to a world of different asset classes. The whole goal is to just be exposed to different things, right? You want that exposure. I think it's good. I think it's sexy. And it makes it to where your portfolio can handle most situations globally. And I do believe it's important to have leveraged ETFs. That's another big factor, man. I'm always about the leverage. Even if it's just a small, little, tiny piece of your portfolio, it's good to be exposed to things that are that leverage you a little bit. Anyway, see you guys on part three of Exposure Theory.